name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, we have sound effects this morning. It was wonderful. We're getting those. We found out what the leaks are, and we're getting them fixed. They already fixed this one on the northeast corner, and it passed its leak test with flying colors. We were able to finally track it down, what was causing it, and get it fixed. So we'll just be a quick homily this morning so we don't have too much sound effects along with the homily. St. Paul tells us in our first reading that the gifts and the call of God are irrevocable. God, when he gives us a good thing, never takes it back. And St. Paul here is specifically speaking about the Jewish people, how God didn't turn away from them. Those who did not accept his new covenant rather turned away from God. But that doesn't mean that they are not still God's people. They are, and they will be until the end of time. They just need to recognize that they are not the only people of God, but rather they are the elder children of the new family which God has created in Christ. But this is also true of any gift that God gives. Why, you would wonder, do we not rebaptize people who have left the church and then come to their senses and come back? Why don't we rebaptize them? Because that gift that was given in baptism is not taken away. You know, we can pretend that it isn't there. You can write a letter saying, I've joined the Jehovah's Witnesses, take me off your rolls. But the mark of baptism still remains. It's not taken away. If a priest goes crazy and leaves the priesthood, he's still a priest. He may not be able to exercise that priesthood, but that mark remains upon his soul. When God gives a gift, he doesn't take it away. And that shows God's fidelity to us, and it puts a rather good burden upon us, so that we can't say, well, God has taken away his grace. You know, I'm not good anymore. No, it's still there. We just have to return to him. So remember that. If you're praying for a child or a friend who's left the church, remember that their baptism still remains, and keep praying for them that they will recognize it. When you yourself have messed up, remember God has not disowned you. You need merely return to him. Repent and seek forgiveness. Because you are still his child by adoption. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.